you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking people at UBC, the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Normally I get it right. Today I didn't. You're listening to Victory Square Week, and today is... Actually, I need to give you a content warning. If you are listening and there are small people who... small children or people who don't like swear words, please change the channel now, because we have some explicit words that are necessarily involved in the broadcast for the next hour. So this is your warning. Change the channel now. Because... today, I have Shitlord Fuckerman in studio.
Hi.
Hi. So for Victory Square Week, we are doing a series of guest DJ spots with musicians who are performing at Victory Square this coming Sunday. So in case listeners don't know what Victory Square is, it is a block party. It's a long-running outdoor show that's put on by Music Waste Festival and CITR and Discorder Magazine. And as I said, it's happening this Sunday, September 3rd, from 2 to 8 p.m. And Shitlord Fuckerman is one of the performers playing the show. So thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
So stink up the joint.
Yeah. You just add a little patina of poop.
Goodness me.
Yeah. But so we opened the show with a track from your new EP.
Yes.
What was the track called?
If I Don't Get the Respect I Deserve, So Help Me God. Yeah, it's the only song where I open my mouth on the EP. It's a lot of the time I'm too scared to sing because I live in a house with other units in it, and I don't want anybody to hear me singing when I'm recording myself. So that's the only one where I felt comfortable enough to just let one rip.
Just go wild on that microphone.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, you said it was your favorite song. Is it your favorite song on the EP because you got to sing on it?
I think it's just, it doesn't sound like any of the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was sort of worried that I was getting into like a loop of just making, like, a lot of people think I sound like video game music,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to make one that didn't sound like video game music, and that's that one.
Sweet.
And, yeah, it's just about being tired. Yeah. I actually recorded the vocals when it was all smoky outside,
oh,
and
yeah.
I have like sinus problems, so my voice is actually completely... just disgusting. The most mucousy mouth of all time.
Yeah, there's nothing like that dry smoke cough. I've had that too. But yeah, you've prepped a playlist for us today. So what do you have in store?
So what I have today is sort of like a program to like help listeners achieve like total hydration. I'm really into like water consumption. Like just being hydrated is really how I achieve most of like my compositions. It's like a really part of my writing process. So this program has a lot of songs that are really good to drink water to.
Sweet. What are we starting out with?
We're starting out with a track by Egyptian Lover, which is the only track that I thought was actually safe for work from his discography, because a lot of them are just about being a super freak, and I'm a little bit uncomfortable with that, but this one has no words in it. I mean,
no bad words.
Yeah. There's no words at all, actually.
Oh, okay.
And it's only 1 minute long.
Okay.
And then after that, there's a song by my favorite band ever from Victoria, Timing X, a song off the new EP called I'm Tired of Thinking About This. It's the first track. It's called Mr. Baseball. And then after that is a song called Orlok by Anna Meredith, who is a electronic composer from Scotland, I believe. Should I let it rip?
Yeah, let's let it rip. Right. Everyone get ready to reach total hydration.
Excellent.
clenching my teeth again. Without even noticing, all the shit that's been coming on. If you think I'm about to explode, I'm not. Thank you.
listening to Victory Square Week with Shitlord Fuckerman.
Hi.
What was that song?
That was Orlok by Anna Meredith, a really cool electronic composer from Scotland, I think. She like toured North America recently, and I sent her a message on Facebook asking her to come to Vancouver because I would make her yam fries. And then she said, "Can't make it this time around, but I will take you up on yam fries next time." So really, really excited for that.
Yeah, it's my favorite when musicians respond to funny messages.
Yeah, it's good.
I once told someone that they were my favorite music to study to, and they were legitimately, they liked that comment.
Aww, yeah. That's cool.
They were touched.
Yeah, I actually saw musician John Darnielle of the Mountain Goats posted a picture of his D&D dice on Twitter, and I tweeted at him. I was like, "Where to cop those dice, John?"
Yeah.
And then I waited 24 hours and nothing, and I was like, still don't know what those dice are. And then he tweeted at me and he's like, "It's game science, great dice." And I was like, "Thank you."
Yeah.
He's like, "Precision rolling, I live and die by game science." So that's where John Darnielle gets his polyhedral dice.
The more you know.
Yeah.
So we're on our way to total hydration.
Yeah. We're reaching the sort of like quenched area, but we have to like really raise it to the next level where like there's no like the human body is made up of 73% water, but we need to reach total hydration, we need to take it the other 27%.
Okay, great. So take us another like 15% of the way there.
All right. Here's a song that I think my dad will like because he loves to ride a bike.
Thanks.
Chess. We like the boy.
Hey, it's your boy, Cyber Crimes. You just heard Bird Brains by, excuse me for this, Holy Fuck, from their new EP called Bird Brains EP. It came out like a month ago, I think. And then before that was Get Real Paid by Beck off of his 1999 album Midnight Vultures. I have a lot of Beck theories, so if you want to talk to me about Beck theories, please find me on the street and I'll tell you them. And then before that was Tour de France Étape 3 by Kraftwerk from their Tour de France. I guess it's sort of like an album just about bikes. Yeah, that was it. That was the one.
Great. We're going to take a little break and we'll be back in about a minute and a half with more from Shitlord Fuckerman.
Music Waste, CITR, and Discorder present the 13th annual Victory Square Block Party, Sunday, September 3rd, from 2 to 9 p.m. This year's lineup features Needles and Pins, Dumb, Graftition, Palm Oil, Shitlord Fuckerman, Passive, and Lady Jams. Come out and enjoy the last weekend of the summer with live music on the lawn at Victory Square Park. This free all-day outdoor event will also have one-of-a-kind raffles by some of our favorite local businesses and organizations, including Mint Records, Bart on the Beach, Float House, and lots more. See you there!
Ready to bring your team to the top?
This is your chance. CITR is looking for the best new bands in Vancouver for our 34th annual Shindig. We will consider literally every genre. We're not kidding. Past participants of this legendary event include Japandroids, 3 Inches of Blood, The Pack AD, Mystery Machine, and The Organ. Winners of Shindig receive studio time, mastered tracks, and a feature in Discorder magazine, among other sweet stuff like merchandise production and showcase opportunities. The deadline for submissions is September 1st. For more information, visit CITR.ca.
Hello, Radio World. This is Hazy. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Broadcasting Vancouver's haziest since 1950.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people at UBC. And you are listening right now to episode 2 of Victory Square Week, and this is your content warning. We have been saying a few bad words over the course of this hour because my co-pilot is Shitlord Fuckerman, who will be playing at Victory Square Block Party. Actually, they're going to be opening Victory Square Block Party, so show up on time and get some afternoon sunshine while you listen to some sweet beats.
There's nothing more hydrating than being punctual.
It's true.
So yeah,
and being hydrated will help you be punctual.
Exactly. It's a lubricant.
Yeah, for all of your joints.
Yeah.
In case you're just tuning in, the theme for this episode and this playlist is achieving total hydration.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us like why?
It's just like it's part of my songwriting process. You know, I've been hydrated since about maybe 5 years ago. Maybe four or 5 years ago, after I graduated high school, I got a job as a janitor. And just the only way I could not do my job was if I was drinking water. So that just became a habit of just constantly just double fisting water, 2 cups at a time, into my horrible mouth. And then since then, I don't work as a janitor anymore. But every other job that I've had since then, every time I don't want to work, I just stand by the sink and drink water. So I'm always very hydrated. Always need to use the washroom. Yeah. Should I announce the next tune?
Yeah, well, and also just like what point in hydration do you think we've reached?
So I think we're probably about 85% there. We're getting pretty, like, you know, bladder at maximum capacity. Soon you will be experiencing just like this sort of like loss of like the form of your body. Like you'll kind of like your molecules will expand at a quantum state. It'll feel really calming, actually. This song actually is going to probably bring us like a whole 5% closer to total hydration. It's really special to me. It's probably the best, one of the best songs of all time. Very near and dear to my heart. It's called The Fat Boys Are Back by The Fat Boys.
Sweet, I'm ready.
Fat boys are back, back. And you know they can never be whack. The fat boys are back. Do you like the fat boys?
Thank you.
what you heard was not, in fact, Darude Sandstorm. That was called Vesna by a Ukrainian band called Daka Braka off of their album, I apologize if I butcher this, Nameshi. They're a really cool band that my dad told me about because he saw them at a music festival on Vancouver Island. Thanks, Dad. They do a lot of really interesting arrangements of Slavic and Ukrainian folk tunes. One day, I hope I can see them in real life. Before that song was Kamiari Pop by P Model from their album In a Model Room, one of my favorite Japanese new wave bands from the late 70s. I really like how they use drum machines, like these weird like bossa nova drum machine beats in their music. Very inspo for me. And then before that, on the top of that dang set was, of course, The Fat Boys That Are Back by The Fat Boys, revolutionary band, hip-hop group, really set the bar high for beatboxing in music. And so that means we're at 98% hydration in our total hydration guided meditation today. At this point, my legs are completely gone. I'm sort of like mostly a puddle of primordial soup on the floor, as well as my host that is helping me do this thing, because I've literally never spoken on the radio before in my life.
And yet you sound so calm.
Cool. Do I have my NPR voice on?
Yeah, 100% cool. NPR.
Excellent.
98% hydrated. Perfect. So we're gonna be finishing up here. So thanks a lot for coming and hanging out, Gemma.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. It was really fun. I spent a really long time trying to like curate this playlist a lot. I was like, I gotta play the hottest bangers. So of course I brought out some Ukrainian folk music.
As one does.
Yeah.
Well, if you've been inspired to hydrate or just enjoyed what you heard today, come check out Shitlord Fuckerman at Victory Square Block Party this coming Sunday, September 3rd. It's going to be a real good time.
Cool. Can I announce the final song?
Yeah, totally.
This is a song by the band Inti Illimani. They're from Chile. I hate to bring up my dad again. I should give a shout out to my mom. She's also really good. My dad plays flute, and a lot of the times when I was a little kid, he would play flute to this one song by Inti Illimani called Securiadas that I did a cover on my new EP. I'm not going to play that one. I'm going to play a different song, which I apologize if I butcher this name of the song. I think it's Huahra. The name of this song, it's a really beautiful Chilean folk tune. I hope you like it. I'm Shitlord Fuckerman. Bye-bye.